Happiness is known unconditionally. This is Dr. Harel Bierley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Happiness is known unconditionally. A lot of times we say, oh, that would make me happy, or what a wonderful thing that would be. It would be such a glorious thing for me to do. I'd feel so happy to do that. I'd feel so happy if somebody gave me $1 million. I'd feel so happy if I had good health. I'd feel so happy if everything in my world would go along smoothly and harmoniously. I'd feel so happy if I had friends. I'd feel so happy if. Happiness depends not on things and conditions. Happiness is known only unconditionally. We have a happiness within ourselves that is indescribable. We have a happiness that's sort of a wonderful thing that we cannot put words to it, because there are no words that mean anything to it. It is just so fulfilling and so rewarding that it has no meaning to it. Why do you feel good? I just feel good. Why are you so happy? I don't know. I just have a joy in me that knows no bounds. You see, this is the thing that we allow to happen. We allow it to happen because we just feel good. And you see, indeed, you don't allow it to happen either. It happens because it happens. Happiness takes place in our heart, and we have no understanding of why it took place. We say, well, I was a good person, so therefore I was happy. No. I was doing everything right, therefore I was happy. I love my family, and they love me, therefore I was happy. I enjoy my work, and my work is a wonderful place for me to be, and I feel successful there, and I feel that I have a very important place there, and my fellow workers love me, and my boss appreciates what I'm doing. That makes me happy. Well, these are not the things of happiness. Happiness is when we feel at one with ourselves. We feel at one with the world in which we have found ourselves and in which we continually find ourselves. Happiness is not doing anything for anyone else or doing anything for yourself. Happiness is being. It's being a joyful thought. It's being a joyful world. It's being a joyful self. How do you make a joyful self, a joyful world, a joyful thought? How do you do this? You don't. It's your nature. You mean, unless my nature is happiness, I cannot experience happiness, and I certainly cannot experience it unconditionally? Well, essentially, yes. If you are a happy person, everything seems to work out just fine in your world. If you are not a happy person, you seem to have all sorts of problems, all sorts of hang-ups, all sorts of difficulties in your life that make the world rather difficult for you and for me or for anyone. So we have this term, and I think it's very powerful. I use it with all of our healing programs. I live in my unconditionally desirable body. I live in my eternally perfect, ideal spirit, mind, and body. All is in divine order. I have a perfect job. I have a perfect family. I have a perfect relationship. You see, all these things are wonderful. But all these things make you think of what about that job that is not happy, about that family that is not rewarding, about yourself which is not fulfilling. Whereas if you say, all is in divine order, you leave all into that divine order of things. You leave all into the fullness and the reality of divinity. There's no way to really describe divine order except to say that however things are designed to be in the ultimate, whatever is the archetypal concept of it, whatever is the divine idea of it, that's what is being put into motion now. And it's not being put into motion so much as I'm being made aware of it. I am aware happiness is known unconditionally. I'm aware that I'm a happy person. I'm aware that I'm healthy and I'm fulfilled in every way. You see, these are things that are very powerful for us. These are things that make our life very, very, very meaningful. However, they're not very exciting things. They're not very monumental things, you'd say, when you have just achieved a great worldly activity. But it's an inner activity. It's an activity that takes place within our heart, within our soul, within our being. And as it takes place, we just feel good. We know we have done the right thing and we are doing the right thing and that all is in divine order. And when we can say to ourselves, in this process, all is in divine order, then that happiness is in our life and is in our being. When we can say all is in divine order, then we say that we are happy people. Not because we say we are happy people, but we are happy people because that is something deep within our nature. That is something deep within our inner unconditional self. Unconditional is a great word. It's a word that has given birth to many, many wonderful experiences. Because as we love one another unconditionally, then we are love. I was talking to a person the other day and said to them, "I love you." And they said, "Yes, have a nice day." They were not able to say, "I love you," in return, because it was not their nature. Not that I wasn't a lovable person, of course, but they couldn't say it because it wasn't their nature. The moment that they begin saying to themselves and to their world, "I love you," then their nature will take on this unconditional attitude of happiness. Their nature will take on this unconditional attitude of all is in divine order. But all cannot be in divine order when we put out of order any aspects of divine order. And divine order is the aspect of unconditional love. Divine order is the aspect of doing things without expecting anything in return. Divine order is being the ultimate. And wow, that seems to me like it would be a pretty desirable thing to aim at, a pretty desirable thing to seek to achieve. And yet, can we do that? It's very interesting. It's very interesting that we feel that we are not perfect people. And because we feel we're not perfect people, we feel other people are not perfect people. And it just goes on and on. Now, if we can start saying, "I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body," that's a perfect condition. Then we say, "Every person in my world is beautiful. I create every person in my world as a beautiful example of what I am. I am the creator of my world. I am the creator of everyone in my world. But first, I'm the creator of me. And if I can unconditionally love myself, if I can unconditionally be happy, then I can be sure that all in the world around me is a reflection of that unconditional happiness that I am. They're a reflection of the unconditional love that I am." And as that reflection, it just goes back and forth and back and forth. Love, happiness, joy, peace, harmony, right action, truth, joy, peace, harmony. It just goes on and on and on. But it's because we have set that vibration in motion. It's always there, but everything is always there. And when we set the vibration in motion to be aware of what always is there, then we begin to experience what is always there, and we begin to enjoy it and know it and have it and live in the consciousness that all is there and all is good and very good. This is a beautiful instant illumination if we want to make the most of it. Happiness is known unconditionally because first I'm happy in myself, and then I see everything around me happy. All is in divine order. As I take this confidential statement of truth about myself, I experience it outwardly in every area of my life. Have a lovely day, and know that my happiness, my love, surrounds you always. I love you. I love you. I love you.